1480 KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, we're back again.
Welcome. Another week of On the Water in the Air. We've got a full crowd today. Old Smokey's over here
just
with Randy.
Just in case.
Let's have a mic check over there on Old Smokey.
Old Smokey's ready to roll. Don't I sound like I'm smoking? Yeah. All right, back in.
Sound like all the old men in the pool hall when I was a kid.
Yeah. Rack them up, boys. Rack them up.
Sounds like me in the pool hall.
Rack them up, boys.
Hey, Randy, you're sounding pretty good, actually.
Take the filter off. They'll last longer.
Paul Malls today. You going to go for the Paul Malls today?
175.
All right, Randy's been bored, so I mean he's in here though. He's rolling. Randy, what have you been doing lately? Driving to Sioux Falls?
That's all I do.
Back and forth.
But nice suntan.
Oh, you do? That's what radiation does. It's also
losing a little bit of hair.
Vitamin D.
You know, if you're going down there daily, you could probably pull a trailer, get some freight business.
You know, I thought about that.
There you go.
But well, I've been in the flipping business lately.
Well, a little update on Mr. Randy. I believe his wife put a note out there that says he's 2/3 of the way through his radiation treatment. So
10 left.
Woo!
Countdown.
10 left.
Today's number 10. Tomorrow's number 9, and then so on.
And then after that 8, then 7. Yeah, we got that. Thanks.
You need Neil Jensen and Lynn Jurens to run you down there today? We could probably get you into trouble after the treatment.
I was going to try to do something, but
we could stop at a pool hall down there.
Yeah. Why don't you light one up for me?
I have a Paul Mall.
There's a little
or a camel
bar down there. We could stop at.
All right, we better get on to.
My own.
Oh, you roll your own. Yeah, exactly. Those don't have filters, do they? Zigzags and a. What's your flavor? Zigzags.
Just the Carolina ditchweed.
Carolina ditchweed.
And hey, moving along.
And you better move to Colorado for that. All right. Yeah. Well, this week we have a little fairly new business.
Wabe creeper. You ever had that stuff?
Wabe creeper. That's a.
I knew him.
I heard of reefer.
I knew Wabe creeper.
You did.
He was in high school about the time I was in Summit.
Oh boy, we're gonna mix creeper, reefer, and guns today. How about that?
Why not? The media does.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, a couple weeks ago or 10 days ago when another crazy came out and getting a little closer to home all the time, you know, over in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and I thought, At the same time that news was coming out, I've been kind of watching Lake City Tactical and what they have going on, and I've been a little bit needing to get educated a little bit on what they're doing, what the South Dakota Enhanced Permit is all about. And I thought, let's have Otis on. Otis Bogue from Lake City Tactical, tell us a little bit about yourself and what Lake City Tactical is about.
Thanks for having me on, Lynn. About 4 years ago, I started Lake City Tactical here in Watertown. I started by making custom holsters for handgun, and that evolved eventually into training for concealed carry.
And concealed carry has become a hot topic because of what? A new law passed in South Dakota this past year?
Well, previously, the South Dakota carry permit did not give us reciprocity with Minnesota or Nebraska, and that is because some of the states have a training requirement that we didn't previously have. And so in order to gain reciprocity to give South Dakota citizens the ability to carry in those states, South Dakota developed the enhanced permit program, and they began certifying instructors to teach that, and now that's what we have. So we were able to, after certification and training, we're able to carry in six additional states, including Nebraska and Minnesota, which are particularly important for us.
So I've been noticing you've had quite a few classes around the area. And this class essentially gives the training and the permit or the pistol holder the permit to move around the country a little bit more.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Interest has been really high, and I've been teaching classes, I would say, 2 or 3 weeks out of every month since the summer.
Oh, is that right?
What states around us don't honor that, Otis?
What states don't honor our normal permit?
Or the expanded permit? Carry?
There aren't any states that are close to us, really, that don't honor. California, Connecticut, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Washington.
The normal hippie states.
That's
what I figured.
They're behind enemy lines. With you get 30 states with our normal permit, and then you get an additional 6: Delaware, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, Carolina. I'm sorry, South Carolina and Wisconsin.
So the states that actually have the highest killing rates of of murders actually won't let us come in there and protect ourselves. Is that kind of? Well, I mean, I heard Illinois in there. I heard California.
Yeah.
I suppose
New York.
Yeah. So they got the three big ones on the list. But you know, more and more, you know, we get across the border now, and there's a lot of us that do spend at least a weekend a year or many, many more for some families. And last year we went to the Mall of America. And we invited a couple that lives in the Twin Cities to go with us, and they go, "We don't go there." What? Why don't you go?
Wow.
Well,
it's a human zoo. That's why.
Please don't feed the animals.
bring your pocket of kibbles and bits with you.
Yep.
No, and I'm okay. Well, you know, you know what? They didn't hit the mall that has a ton of security like the Mall of America does. They hit the outlying ones is what they do. So, right. You know, I got to thinking there was a hero in that has got very little press at all, and it was an off duty police officer in St. Cloud at that mall. And by the time the guy had taken out 9 people with a knife, this guy finally got him. And I just wonder. You know, had there not been an off-duty police officer there, why isn't there anyone with a concealed weapons permit? Well, that
the bigger question is, the guy had a knife. I mean, why can't you just take him down? I'd like to think that a guy comes at me with a knife, I got a better than a 50% chance of knocking him on the ground.
Sure.
I'd give you about 15%, but I'm at about 50, I think.
You know, 20 years old, he's probably in very good shape. I don't know how much training he'd had with that machete, but I mean, I saw the young kid that was like 15 years old with a huge gash on the side of his head. It's like
he's the one that ended up taking him down a little bit, didn't he?
The media has not covered this thing at all because it wasn't a gun that he went into that mall with.
No,
it was a knife.
I watched it the next day on Minneapolis TV, and I thought they had a kid who was protecting his pregnant girlfriend. How it got him down? Is that right, Randy?
Yeah. Something about protecting a pregnant girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's been very little media because Hillary and Donald Trump stole the show since then. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my. Wasn't that?
Ken and Barbie.
You know, I got more out of watching Survivor last night than I got out of the presidential debate. Well, that's for another weekend. Good
Lord.
Oh,
Otis. Well, Otis, you have some additional information about what you're doing in these classes and where they're at.
You bet. The next class that I have on the schedule is in Willow Lake, October 1st, and there are still slots open available for that class. The next one that I have in Watertown is the 15th of October, and we'll be doing that class at Family Worship Center Church on 81. Typically, we spend the first half of the day, maybe just a little bit more than that, in the classroom. We work on basic pistol safety, South Dakota law, and the use of force and the laws surrounding the use of force. Carrying a concealed weapon for self-defense is really based on a two-part philosophy. You need proficiency in your technical ability to operate the pistol safely and accurately, and then you need the ability to make the decision as to when that's appropriate. And we cover all of those things in the class. And the last half of the day we spend on the range.
Where can a guy sign up or get more information on that, Otis?
My website is www.lakecitytactical.com, and on the events tab there, it'll show all the classes that we have on the schedule. And then a lot of times someone will come along that wants to have a class or they want to take one, but the dates don't work out. And our policy is if you can fill 10 seats, then your seat is free. So a lot of times, you know, someone will have family and friends, they can easily fill 10 seats, and we do that regularly.
And then you talked about you're going to the gun range. Is there we have one indoor gun range. Are you doing this outside or are you doing it indoor?
I have two private locations where I have ranges set up and agreements with the homeowners.
And
they're not too far from town. And so we typically go there. I handle all the targets and all the supplies. The customer just needs to bring their firearm, their 100 rounds of ammunition, and eye protection and ear protection, and we take care of the rest.
Oh, that is fantastic idea. Fantastic idea, because a lot of us struggle. I think a lot of gun owners, rifle practice, pistol practice, to have a place, and Otis has that lined up. That's a great idea.
What's the cost on that class, Otis?
The class that we offer is $85. And I think that you'll find that quite affordable compared to the $150 that it costs in Sioux Falls. So we think it's a pretty fair price, and that seems to be working out great.
Oh, no wonder you're filling these classes up.
That must include McDonald's breakfast, too, right?
Does that include McDonald's breakfast, Otis? Is that on you, or do we have to bring our own?
You have to feed yourself. Unfortunately, that does not include breakfast.
Dang, no free lunch for $85. But
dang it.
Yeah, that's a great bargain as far as motivating us to get this done, as long as we can work it out in our schedules, and then to offer the additional times if you have enough people put together to get this done. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
seems to be working out great, and I love to do it, so it really couldn't be a better arrangement.
Yeah, so other motivations, you have a lot of people coming to do this. You get to speak with a lot of people that have their own motivations as to why they're doing these things. Yeah, we talked about one, and that's in the Minnesota, area of what'd we call it, the jungle or the zoo or whatever over there. But there's a lot of other reasons why people are doing this. Give us a few ideas.
Well, one thing is a lot of guys that work outside, they'll come across a coyote, they'll just want to have a pistol in their vehicle. And in order to be legal, you need to have, if the pistol is going to be concealed, in order to be legal, then you need to have this permit. You need to have either the basic permit in South Dakota, or if you ever stray into Minnesota, even on accident or even by surprise, in order to have a loaded concealed pistol in your vehicle, you'll need that license. So that's another very common thing. And then really the larger concern of exercising your constitutional right of the Second Amendment to have it, I think it is a real concern for a lot of people.
Otis, are you seeing a lot of, are you noticing what we're seeing nationwide, a lot of females doing more of your in-class training?
Absolutely. Ladies are probably the fastest growing customer group in the self-defense market nationwide.
And they're carrying a little pistol in their purse, aren't they?
Some of them are. Creating a holster that fits ladies is a little bit more difficult because their body types tend to vary quite a bit more. But there are good holster products that we do not make that I can recommend. I point ladies to all the time. And I'm not a big fan of off-body carry in the purse, just because a loaded pistol in a purse needs to be watched pretty closely. But a lot of ladies do that, and as long as they do it responsibly and legally, then we're good to go.
Yeah. I was down to a really good seminar put on by a priest this past uh, this past weekend. I mean, really, really good seminar. And some of the conversations that that came up after that is dry firing these pistols so they don't you don't have a hot hot cartridge in the barrel. Tell me a little bit more about what he was talking about there.
Well, it's important to train regularly with your handgun if you're going to use it for self-defense, or especially if you're going to carry it on your person. And dry firing is a technique that we use to drop the hammer or pull the trigger, run the action on the pistol, and get familiar with it. You get it ingrained into your muscle memory and into your mind, and get used to looking for that sight picture on target. And that allows us to do that without expending any actual ammunition. And to be honest, many trainers and special forces operators are saying that dry fire training is actually more valuable to them than live fire training. Oftentimes, they'll say you could do a 20%, 80% mix, 20% live fire. If you do 80% of your training as dry fire training, many, many trainers will tell you that you'll be better off.
Yeah, we trained on pistols, and when we got qualified on them, we had to dry fire them first, so it took the flinch out.
So who's we? Where was this?
In the service.
In the military service?
Yeah. In that, we're too tight to buy bullets.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dry fireman.
Hey, I got to give a shout out this morning to my old fishing partner, Kelvin Lawrence, is watching us.
Yeah, so Kelvin's watching us on live.
I can't believe that. Hey, Special K, how we doing?
Special K, you got any questions for us? Anyway, I think there's, they were talking about the dry firing, not only for the practice end of it, but they were also dry firing it before they threw the cartridge up in. So that it was, it would alleviate an accidental going off or
right. There's also something to be said about lifting that pistol up with and without the cartridge in it, so you can tell the weight difference. If you get to know your weapon, that's a really good idea to just know the weight of the dang thing. Is it loaded? Is it not loaded? That'd be pretty bad to pull it up for self-defense and wind up shooting an unloaded gun. Then it's just pretty much a piece of metal.
Yeah.
Right. And what? Personal policy is never, ever, never, ever holster an unloaded weapon. So I don't recommend that a customer ever stick the pistol in their holster and walk out of the house with it unloaded. So we do teach those things in the classroom, methods to verify if the chamber is loaded or not. But I do not ever recommend the pulling of the trigger with live ammunition in the room unless you're discharging it on purpose. A lot of firearms accidents happen that way, where a person will be in process of loading or unloading, and they'll develop a habit of dry firing the pistol, and they'll light a round off in their house, and it's a pretty dramatic event for them.
Oh, that would be nothing compared to the chewing that my wife would give me after that.
That happens. You should have seen the chewing I got when I threw a bullet through my foot.
Yeah, that's – watch out, kid. You'll shoot yourself in the toe.
I think it'd be worse to put one through the window.
It might be.
It might not hurt as bad, but it'd be worse.
Oh,
the results.
It might hurt more.
Oh, it would.
My house, it might hurt more.
All right, we're with Otis Bogue here from Lake City Tactical right here in Watertown. And because of a recent law change in South Dakota, the training is now available to do a concealed carry permit and reciprocity in other states, including Minnesota and Nebraska. So, Otis, give us a little bit of a synopsis, or give us an idea of again where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing here again in the next few weeks and what you've been doing.
Well, I would say our very next class is going to be in Willow Lake, October 1st. It's at a private residence. However, all the information is on the website at www.lakecitytactical.com on the events tab. The next class that we have scheduled in Watertown is on the 15th, and that'll be at Family Worship Center on Highway 81. And then the range that we'll fire at is about a 10-minute drive away. And I would say we do have a class tentatively scheduled in Pierre, although I'm not seeing a whole lot of interest there, so we may cancel that if it turns out that class doesn't fill up. But as it gets colder, the classes will taper off a little bit, and then in the springtime we'll be firing those up again as soon as the ice melts. And there may even be a class in the winter if there's enough interest. But also in the spring, we'll be offering a little additional training that will bring us beyond the minimum requirements to get the license, and it will be moving us towards actual proficiency. So we'll be working out of the holster a little bit more. We'll be working on moving and shooting. We'll be basically taking shooters from that beginning to intermediate level to a more substantial skill set that they can rely on.
Yeah, you bet. Well, right. Thanks a ton, Otis. We appreciate you informing us on some of the new things happening in the world of concealed weapons and weapon safety.
Yep.
Good to know. Really, really good stuff to know for those of us that feel the Second Amendment right is alive and well, and not only that, protecting ourselves.
Yep. Thanks,
and our
Otis.
Families.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We'll have you on maybe this spring when things get fired up again.
Hey, we got to say hi to Steve Peach, who's on here today.
Steve Peach is
NPAA board members watching us. Hey, Steve, how are we doing today? You know, right. When you called me last night and said we were going to have this guy on the radio, I thought, oh, my God, Lynn's finally lost his mind. It's happened.
Yeah,
this is a big deal. I went home last night and thought about this is getting to be a bigger deal and bigger deal.
Yeah, it is. Especially for a lot of us amateurs that, you know, have shot ourselves before, and we really want to get better at this.
There's really no coming back from that.
And they teach you how to say,
rule number one.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Yeah, we're pretty isolated out here in the States. But when you look at Minneapolis and some of the stuff going on in Minnesota, it's getting close.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen here because most of us are carrying guns all the time.
I did remember one rule, though.
What's that?
When you are not firing your gun at your target, take your finger off the trigger.
And actually, never point it at your toe. I thought maybe that's the number one. Anyway, hey, it's fishing season.
It is fishing season. Again, we want to say thanks to Otis, though, before we start talking about fishing. Thank you, Otis. We will talk to you soon.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
It's fishing season. It's time to go.
I
verified that last night and last week. I think if you don't have your waders out and getting them wet, you're probably missing
waders
some really
and the
good
perch. Perch bite's getting good, too.
It is. Yep. Perch bite's good everywhere, from what I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they're trying to put their feed bag on just like us.
Even good at your house?
It's the perch.
Everywhere?
It's good at my place. Yeah. The little lake right by Henry, the one right outside of town.
Between your house and Randy's house?
Yep. That one there.
Yeah. That right on the east side of Henry?
Yep.
That thing's going, huh?
Yep.
Pooper pumper slough.
Oh, yeah. Any ducks on there?
No, but I think I stepped on a bass last night or something. I don't know what it was. No, it's actually getting really good.
Brown trout?
Brown trout.
Time to fish.
All right. All right. For another week of On the Water in the Air, and the brown trout are biting.
And listen to us Saturday morning on KS93.
Hey, Saturday morning on KS93 at 7 a.m. if you want more of this fun. All right. Over to you, Randy.